Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
Welcome to Lies, Changes, Truth. I'm your host, BK Blessed, and in this podcast, we dig deep into the stories we tell ourselves, the lies we've been told, the changes we make, and the truths we uncover along the way. Life is a journey, a constant evolution from one version of ourselves to the next. But what happens when the stories we've been telling ourselves no longer serve us? When the lies we believed, whether from others or from within, hold us back from becoming our truest selves? The Bible tells us in John 8:32, "And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Each episode, we'll explore how truth can free us from the lies and false narratives we've been holding on to. Every episode, we explore personal transformation and challenge the narratives that keep us stuck. Whether you're navigating self-doubt, facing lies others have told you, making changes for the better, or searching for your truth, this is the place for you. So let's dive in and start our journey of truth together.
Stop searching for the miracle and be the miracle. This ain't gonna be lyrical, this is straight facts. Stop waiting on the change and be the change. This ain't new news, this go way back. Stop waiting on someone to get it for you, go get it for yourself. Take your pride back. If God is your motivator, then you can do all things. Believe that. My power is divine, every line aligned with the higher power, receive that.
What's up, guys, beautiful souls? Welcome back to Lies, Changes, Truth. I'm your host, BK Blessed, and as always, it's an honor to have you here. Today we're talking about change. Specifically, the changes in our environment and the people we surround ourselves with. I'm calling this episode "The Company We Keep." Now, change, it's not always easy. In fact, most of us resist it, especially when it comes to letting go of people or stepping away from environments that just no longer serve us. Truth is, if you're serious about growth, you have to be intentional about who and what you allow in your life. Our surroundings and the people we interact with daily, they got a profound impact on our mindset, our habits, and ultimately our destiny. You've probably heard the saying, you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. What my mom used to say is, birds of a feather flock together. But I want you to think about that for a second. Who are your five? Who are the birds you're flying with? How do they influence your thoughts, your actions, and your goals? And what about the environment you like to chill in? You know, the ones you frequent most. Are they lifting you up? Or are they holding you down? As always, I want you to take a moment to reflect. If you're honest with yourself, do you feel like the people you surround yourself with are helping you grow? Or are they keeping you stuck? Are the environments you find yourself in, are they nurturing your spirit or are they draining your energy? In Proverbs 13:20, we're told, walk with the wise and become wise. Associate with fools and get in trouble. That's not just a warning. It's wisdom. The people we associate with, the environments we dwell in, they're shaping who we're becoming. And if we're not careful, we'll find ourselves stuck in bad habits and destructive cycles that are real hard to break out of. I know firsthand change is hard. And sometimes it's the people closest to us, the ones we've known for years that might not be growing in the same direction as we are. that realization, it could be frustrating and scary. It feels like we're turning our back on them. And there's no greater fear than feeling like you're stepping into the unknown alone. But here's the truth. Growth often requires us to step out of our comfort zones and away from what's familiar. Another painful truth. Not everyone is meant to go where you're going. I know it sounds harsh, but it's real. We all got seasons in life. And sometimes the people who were right for one season, they're not meant to go with us in the next. It don't mean they bad people. It just means our paths don't necessarily align anymore. As we grow, our needs change. And this includes the kind of support and energy we need from those around us. And can we talk about environments? Because maybe you're not ready and maybe you haven't mustered up the courage to walk away from certain people just yet. I know, I've been there. But what about the places you find yourself in? Are your surroundings, are they helping you thrive? Or are they filled with negativity, distractions, and temptation? If you're truly trying to become the best version of yourself, you gotta consider where you're spending your time. Tony Robbins says, your life is controlled by what you're focused on, and your focus is controlled by your environment. So what's around you? Are you in spaces that inspire you to be better, to challenge your growth? Or are you stuck in places that drain your energy and keep you from moving forward? Now, in my lifetime, I've chilled with many different people. Some of them I knew for many, many years. We go out, do whatever we do for the day. Some of the times were fun, and some of those times were fun in quotation marks. And for a while, it was all good. But then time, it keeps moving on. And you realize that just fun, it's not helping you grow. You've got goals, and you've always had dreams, and there's these things that you want to achieve. But now it feels like you're in a place where every time you converse about elevating, some of those people you chill with, their conversation seems to stay the same. You share the vision to reach higher heights, and they challenge you with ways to just stay the same. I feel like there has to be a point where we stop explaining ourselves to those who refuse it, especially if it means that you have to stay stuck with them. We all want to be comfortable, but comfort alone, it never produced growth. Sometimes you gotta make the hard decision and distance yourself. And then you'll start to see some real change in your life. I would be lying to you if I said it wasn't tough. But walking away from people who've been there so long, it feels like you're losing a piece of you. But if you don't make that change, you'll stay stuck in a cycle of pain, self-destruction, and hopelessness. And as hard as it feels, the growth you'll experience, more than worth it. So what's the lesson here? Sometimes we have to make the hard choices. Sometimes in order to step into who we're meant to be, we have to leave behind the people, places, or things that no longer serve us. It's never, ever, ever about being better than anyone else. It's about aligning with what's right for your journey, your calling, and your purpose. Ecclesiastes 3:1, for everything there is a season, a time for every activity under heaven. There's a season for every relationship, every environment. And sometimes we have to recognize when that season is over. It doesn't mean we don't love or appreciate the people we're moving away from. It just means we're honoring the season that we're in now. I want to talk about courage. It takes a lot of courage to make these changes. To step away from what's familiar. But here's the thing. Every great change in life required courage. Whether it's a new career, starting a new relationship, or even letting go of an old friendship. Courage, it's the battery in our back that moves us forward. Henry Ford once said, "If you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you always got." Think about that for a second. If we keep surrounding ourselves with the same people and putting ourselves in the same situations, why are we expecting different results? If we want real change, we gotta be willing to do something different. We have to be willing to shake things up. So how do we go about making these changes? I think it starts with awareness. Start paying attention to how your environment and the people around you are affecting your energy, your mood, and your mindset. Do you feel uplifted, inspired, and challenged to be your best self? Or do you feel drained, discouraged, or stuck? That's the first step. Recognizing what's working and what isn't. Once you have that awareness, you can begin making the intentional changes. This might mean spending less time with the people who bring you down and more time with those who lift you up. It might mean seeking out new environments where you feel supported and encouraged. And yes, it might even mean letting go of certain relationships that no longer align with your growth. Let's talk about letting go for a moment. Because I know that could be one of the hardest parts of this process. We're holding on to relationships because of loyalty. Because of the history we got. And sometimes it's a fear of being alone. But here's the truth. God has a plan for your life. And sometimes that plan requires you to step away from the old to make room for the new. And that's okay. You got to trust the process. Trust that what's ahead of you is better than what's behind you. Matthew 10:14, Jesus told his disciples, "If any household or town refuses to welcome you or listen to your message, shake his dust from your feet as you leave." Powerful image. It's a reminder that sometimes we have to walk away from places and people who no longer support our journey. Not a sign of failure. It's a sign of growth. So I want to challenge you this week. Take an honest look at your environment and the people around you. Are they helping you grow or holding you back? And if you realize it's time to make some changes, don't be afraid to do so. It's not easy, but it's necessary if you want to step into the fullness of who you're meant to be. And as we move through this week, remember these words from Joshua 1:9. This is my command. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. You're never alone on this journey. God is with you every step of the way, guiding you and giving you strength to make the changes you need. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Lies, Changes, Truth. I'm your host, BK Blessed, and I hope this conversation has encouraged you to take a closer look at the people and environments in your life. Remember, change is a necessary part of growth. It's not always easy, but it's always worth it. And as we close, I want to leave you with one final thought from Proverbs 27:17. As iron sharpens iron, so a friend sharpens a friend. Surround yourself with people who sharpen you, who challenge you to be your best self. And make sure your environment supports the growth you're striving for. Thanks again for listening to Lies Changes Truth. I'm your host, BK Bless. And please remember to stay mindful of the company you keep. Open to the changes that are necessary and stay true to the will and purpose God has for your life. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to like and subscribe. I want you to share it with someone who you think might need to hear this message. And if you have time, leave me a review. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this topic. You can connect with me at Lies Changes Truth on Facebook and at Lies_Changes_Truth on IG. And God's beautiful souls, I don't want you to ever forget that growth starts with truth and that truth begins within. Stay blessed, stay elevating, stay you.
This is your time, this is your life. You're gonna be all right, you're gonna be all right. Be a motivator, be an innovator, be the best you. Block out the haters, winners fail and fail. But a failure quits, go through the fire, cause your path is lit. You'll get through the pain, it might hurt a bit. That's how you get your weight up, to move all these mountains, knock down these walls, and break all these bricks. Don't let the devil fool you, see through the tricks. Can you feel the power? Yeah, you getting stronger. Can you make it through? Yeah, you got through harder. See, the time is now, can't wait no longer. Cast out the fears, no more paranoia. This is destiny, time to grab a hold. This is meant to be, time to let it go. Believe in yourself, God's in control. This the realest thing I ever wrote to whom it may concern. This is your life, this is your time. You're gonna be alright, you're gonna be alright. Follow God's plan, follow His life. You're gonna be alright, you're gonna be alright. Have no fear, cause He's right here. You're gonna be alright, you're gonna be alright. This is your time, this is your life. You're gonna be alright, you're gonna be alright.